There was a Red Sea survey done there between the 6th and the 10th of February. It was done with over 1,000 people took part in the survey, and there were several questions that were asked to them. The response was very high for the post office. One of the questions was that they were asked, what about their local post office provides a valuable service to the local community? And the response to that was 91%. Another question was asked whether or not more government services would be made available through the post office. There again, 86%. And another question was asked if required, the government should provide financial support to ensure local post office remains open. And that was 86%. Now, this was done among a different age bracket between 18 and 34. For female 18 and 34, and the rest then was over the age of 55. So yes, it was a very positive survey. It's very important that we get the next government to fund, as you know, I have mentioned before in Highland Radio, that we're looking for a public services obligation for the government to provide state services. It's very important to sustain the network. The post office is really a good pillar of the community. We need this because it's the largest retail face-to-face network in the country. We do government business. We are a central point in the community. We support people with their finances. And we also encourage economic activity in the local economy. And we at the post office here have a world-class IT system. And, you know, it's very important that we do get a public services order and that we get more financial services by the next government.